Scene 2. It takes place 2 days after the action of the first scene. The scene stands in contrast to the former scene that had brought to light the life of stalkers. Here, in the present scene, we come to see life of capitalist, for the characters introduced are none else but Mildred Douglas and her aunt. Mr. Douglas is a capitalist and owns this ship. His daughter is Mildred. She is a girl of 20, thin, delicate, with a pale, pretty face. Her face has self-conscious expression of disdainful superiority. She looks angry, excited, and dissatisfied. She seems to be suffering from want of blood. Her aunt is a showing, proud, fat old lady. She puts on a costly dress to show her status. Mildred is dressed all in white. Mildred likes the black smoke produced by the ship in the sky, but her aunt dislikes it, for she hates smokes of all types. Mildred reminds her that the great-grandmother smoked a clay pipe. The aunt calls it an uncivilized act. Mildred remarks that people have changed their opinion regarding smoking. She speaks in a passionate tone that she dislikes the aunt, but she smiles bitterly on hearing it and points out Mildred's foolishness. In the aunt's opinion, it is foolish to take part in social service and work among the poor. Mildred has deep interest in knowing how the poor live in odd circumstances. She claims that she wishes to help them. She would like to be some use in the world. She wishes to be sincere in her attempts, but she fears that she lacks strength and sincerity. She points out that her father is a capitalist who has no feelings for her. He is busy only in making money. The aunt advises her to be artificial, but Mildred reminds her that Mildred's grandfather was a puddler, an ordinary worker in an iron works. This fact inspires her to know how the poor workers work in the heat of the stokehole. The aunt asks if she has got permission from the authorities of the ship. Mildred replies, "I have it." Both his and the chief engineer's. "Oh, they didn't want to at first, in spite of my social service credentials. They didn't seem a bit anxious that I should investigate how the other half lives and works on a ship. So I had to tell them that my father, the president of Nazareth Steel, chairman of the board of directors of this line, had told me it would be all right." By chance, Mildred has been a student of sociology. It has made him more interested in knowing social condition of workers. She is pleased to think that she would get an opportunity of seeing those workers directly in action in the stokehole. It upsets engineers and other authorities of the ship. They all know well that Mildred Douglas, a girl of 20, is the daughter of Mr. Douglas, president of the Steel Trust, as well as the owner of the ship. She is willing to know how the mankind live in different circumstances. She wishes to visit the Stockholm to know the stockers' work there. The second engineer suggests her to cover her white dress with an old coat to avoid dirty marks on her nice dress. Mildred rejects the idea of putting on a coat by saying that she does not care for the dress. If it is spoiled by visiting the dirty place, she would throw it down into the sea. She is not short of dresses. Her father is a well-known capitalist. She can buy whatever she wishes. Besides it, she has a number of such dresses. It makes her careless of her dress. The ordinary-looking speech claims a great symbolic value. Mildred represents capitalism. Her father has become a rich man for young, like workers' feet for him in miserable circumstances. It is their labor that brings about profits to Mr. Douglas. His daughter puts on a fine white dress while she does nothing worthwhile. On the contrary, young like workers can never dream of a fine white dress, for they can't keep even their skin clean. Their lungs too are choked by coal dust. This injustice leads to class conflict that make the labor violent and destructive. Mildred, I have 50 dresses like this. I will throw this one into the sea when I come back. They ought to wash it clean, don't you think? Mildred decides to follow the second engineer. The aunt calls Mildred a poser, but Mildred warns her to walk carefully. The aunt says that such activities would defame her father, Mr. Douglas, but Mildred does not care for her. Scene 2 is over.